Nedarim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Nedarim Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvov, Amad Aleph, the second Mishnah of Halacha Zayin. Amud HaLayim Chavei, Lo Yishilenu, Lo Yisham Memenu, Lo Yilavenu, Lo Yilav Memenu, Lo Yimkor Loi, Lo Yikach Memenu. If one is Amud HaNoth with friends, he may not lend to or borrow him from him object for money, he may not sell to him or buy from him. Amalai Hashileni Parascha, Amalai Eini Eina Kriya, Amalai Koinem Sadai, Sadi Shaini Khireshba, Lailam Imayadar Kri Lachwish, who also Horada Mutarim. If Reuben said, lend to me your cow, and he said, it's not available, and he said, Koinem, my field, I will never plough it with your cow. If Reuben himself normally ploughs, he's forbidden to plough his field with it, and everyone is permitted. If Reuben does not normally plow, he and everyone else are forbidden. If Reuben does not normally plow, why are others forbidden? In the case of he said, Koinem, my field that I'll never plow it with your cow, Koinem, my field that it will never be plowed with it. Now halacha ches. Mishnah says if Pliny was Muda Hanov from his friend and he has nothing to eat, the mother may go to a grocer and say, Pliny is Muda Hanaya from me, what will I do? The grocer supplies Pliny and takes from the mother payment. This is permitted because the grocer cannot force the mother to pay. The grocer is not his shliach, he himself volunteered to give, just he expects the mother to pay him back. And that's our halacha test. Haya besai levenois gedere ligdo sadir liksa hoylech etzo hapayalim vayime ish ploini mudim emeli hanoya eini yedeh ma'ese. If he needed to build a house or a fence or to harvest his field, the mother may go to workers and say, ploini is mudah hanoya for me, what will I do? They do the work with Pliny and collect their wages from the Madir. The Gemara asks, may the Madir say one who works for the Muda, he will not lose. The answer is we learn from the following. In the days of Rabbi Ami, a fire erupted in a village, and Rabbi Ami announced in the Gentile market, anyone who extinguishes, he will not lose. It is not considered shtichus, so also here, it is permitted. Rabbi Yossi said in front of Rabbi Yossi, there was mortal danger. We cannot learn to a case without danger. Rabbi Sakona Havis, I feel it would be Emi Yadfi. And we reject that because if there was danger, Rabbi Ami himself could have extinguished it. Was it not taught any matter of danger, I must do an Issa for the Gokhan Nefesh? We don't say that it should be done through Gentiles or children, rather even the greatest Yisrael. Ma'aseh shenafla d'leike b'chotze Yosi ben Simoi v'sichin ויהודו בני קצור של סיפורים לחבריסוי, ויניח להם לחבריס, אמר להן, הניחו לגבוי שיגבי סחיבוי. A case occurred in which a fire erupted in the chatzer of Yosi ben Simoi in Sichim. The gentle authority of the Sipurim came to extinguish. He didn't let them. He told them, let the Gabbai, means Hashem, collect his debts. I'll lose what I deserve to lose. מיד כושר עליו הענון, ויהודו גשומם וקיבו, immediately a cloud came there and rain fell and extinguished it. And Matzei Shabbos, he sent a sela to each one who came to extinguish but consented to refrain, and 50 dinarim to the officer appointed over them. Amar Rabbi Chanina lo hava tzarech la'aseis kein. Rabbi Chanina said he did not need to stop them. Chad kuthoi hava megirei deviyona nafla deleika b'megirosei. The Vienna, Azul Hahu Kutar, Boy Mitzvah, Vole Shavke, Vienna. who was a gentle neighbor of Rabbi Yonah, a fire up in Rabbi Yonah's neighborhood on Shabbos. The gentle wanted to extinguish it, and Rabbi Yonah did not let him. Amalei, Begadech, Medalei, Amalei, in Vishtaziv Kula. The gentle told him, you have responsibility for any losses that will come to my property. Rabbi Yonah agreed, and the entire area was saved. Rabbi Yonah, the Kavar Imi, Paras, Gulse, Al Gadisha, Venora, Harakas, Mina. A fire erupted, and Rabbi Yudan of Kfar Imi spread his garment over a stack, and the fire went away from it.